12:23 a.m. I doubt it very much, because when I look at my clock, it obviously says 19:30 UTC, as does yours. Well, you know what that means, of course. It is time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And what are we going to do today? We can't go outside. No, we can't go outside because it's much too windy. It is so windy that branches are breaking off of trees. Tons of stuff is flying around. And my cat, Pippa, is pretty much wigging out. That's how I woke up this morning. I woke up to wind noise and my cat running around. My cat jumping over me and having to go check out what's going on outside. And so she jumps up on her little kitty stand next to the window and she pushes the vertical blinds out of the way and she watches the leaves blow around outside and she tries to attack them through the window and that doesn't really work out. And so then she jumps down and she runs upstairs and she jumps up on her bucket that helps her look out the back door and she watches all the leaves blowing around out there and she jumps up on the door and makes lots of noise. And yeah, so finally, about an hour ago, my cat finally calmed down and went upstairs to take a nap. So I'm sitting here in the studio wondering what to do. Well, we're going to leave the studio, I think, because I've already spent too much time in there today. I've had a busy day. Even though it was too windy to do anything, I still had to go to the store. So I went to the store, bought a bunch of food, and then I came home and then I ate some of that food. I had some yummy tortellini, and that was good. And so now, we're up here in the bathroom. And I'm unplugging my hairdryer so I can plug in this other stuff instead. And then, I'm gonna start the bathtub. Because I think today is gonna be a bathtub day. And this should be interesting, because even though my cat is sleeping in the bedroom next door, as soon as, oh, yep, and here she is. She heard the water start up on the bathtub, and so here's Pippa now in the bathroom. And she's up on the side of the bathtub, looking at the water filling up in the tub. Oh, it's the most fascinating thing in the world if you're a kitty. And this is definitely a kitty. Oh, now, how am I going to get in the bathtub with my cat sitting here like this? Yeah, yesterday I was taking a bath and she had to come in and sit on the side of the bathtub. And then she let her tail dip down into the water. So her tail got all wet, but somehow she didn't notice because her tail is mostly hair. Yeah, hi. How are you? And so then she left the bathroom a few minutes later and tracked water everywhere. So then I had to get out of the bathtub and follow the wet cat for footprints and wipe them up because there's water everywhere. I don't know how this started, but about a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, she's just been obsessed about having to get into the bathroom. Yeah, hi, you like to be in the bathroom? Yeah, it's so fun for a baby for some reason that nobody can understand. And if I come up here to shave, if I come up into the bathroom to shave, she has to be in the bathroom. And while I'm shaving at the sink, then she sits in the empty bathtub. Because, I don't know, apparently bathtubs are super fun for cats as long as there's no water in them. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is... Hi. This is what I need for my back. Some nice hot water. So my cat's just still sitting here. What are you doing? You like to watch the water? Yeah, it's so interesting, huh? But here's the funny thing. If the water's going, and if there's water filling up in the bathtub, and you pick her up, she starts to get anxious because she thinks she's getting a bath, and she starts going, meow, meow, meow. And so, yeah, now she just got a splash. There's a little drop of water just jumped up and got her right on the face. Yeah, you got a kitty splash on your face, huh? Who's a kitty? Yeah, and why aren't you napping? Shouldn't you be napping? Isn't it time for kitty naps? Oh, where are you going? Pippa has now jumped down from the bathtub and is just walking around, and now she's looking in the toilet. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. That's not for you. That's not kitty water in there. You have plenty of fresh kitty water. Oh, that's good, baby. Yeah, you don't need to drink it out of the toilet. You have plenty of fresh kitty water downstairs. In the kitchen, you got kitty water in your kitty cup. Now, what are you doing? What the hell are you doing? Yeah, see, it's water. You're not a big fan, remember? She was just trying to stick both of her front paws in the water. It was very weird. Yeah, because you're a baby, huh? Who's the baby? Yeah, oh, such a good kitty. Now she's trying to lick my fingers. What do you smell? Oh, I know what it is. It's the fruit and grain bars. Lately, I've been obsessed. Oh, yeah. Oh, bathtub is so good. Lately, I've been obsessed over these fruit and grain bars. I buy a generic store brand. And basically, I think they're trying to pass these off as healthy breakfast food because it's made with real fruit and whole grain oats. When, in all reality, these are in fact just cookies. Big cookies. You know, imagine a Fig Newton. That's all these things are. They're a triple-length Fig Newton, and instead of fig fruit filling, they have mixed berry. Yeah, hi, you're a kitty. I get the mixed berry ones. Although at one point in time I bought some of the apple cinnamon ones. They were alright. But so lately I've been obsessed with these stupid fruit and grain bars. I've already eaten two. I bought two boxes at the store today. I've already eaten two of them. I don't know why. Oh, did you get another kitty drip on your face? You get splashed on your face? Pippa's at the other end of the bathtub, and she's just... what are you doing now? Or she's obsessed with watching the water come out of the tap and fall into the tub. Oh, it's kind of splashing. Every once in a while, a drip jumps up and gets on our precious baby. Oh, there goes another one, and then... That was a big enough one that the cat has now jumped off the side of the bathtub and she has actually left the bathroom. Ugh. Cats. Doing kitty stuff all of the time. And this bathtub is starting to get pretty full. So I should probably start thinking about turning the water off. With my toes. There we go. That's dexterity. What skill? What talent? Isn't everything great? Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, my back is loosening up already. I think I twinged my back when I was leaving the store. I had three bags of groceries in my hands when I left the store. And like I said, the wind was so bad that it sort of tried to blow me over, and I, corrected. And when I, you know, made my corrective movement, I think I pulled a muscle in my back just a little bit. And so it's trying to do bad stuff, but at least it was. And I was trying to stretch it out and do stuff, but I couldn't quite get it to come around. Oh, but yeah. Yeah, hi. Well, what are you doing? Well, come on in. Here, guess who's back? Yeah, hi. What's he doing? And now the bathtub is so full that the water... What are you doing? The water... That's the sound of the cat drinking the water. The water level is now about an inch below the rim of the bathtub. So now the cat's just standing at the side of the bathtub with her front paws up on the side of the tub, drinking water out of the bathtub. It's hot water. What are you doing? He's so crazy. You're a crazy kitty. And now she's... Where are you going now? Don't even think about trying to get up there. This is why I have to leave the lid up on the toilet. See, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, Toby, if you don't want your cat to drink out of the toilet, just keep the lid closed. Well, I can't keep the lid closed, because if I keep the lid closed, then the cat can jump up onto the toilet. And then from there, you know, sitting on the lid, she can jump up onto the tank of the toilet, which then puts her in a good position to walk across the towel rack onto the sink. The sort of built-in vanity sink. And so then the cat can be up on the counter, and there's plenty of stuff up there that she doesn't need to mess with. Like everything. And, you know, the kitty, the favorite, the funnest kitty game ever is, you know, let's knock stuff off the counter. And so then she starts knocking everything off, like the toilet paper and my brush. And yes, my toilet paper is up on the counter because you can't put it in the toilet paper holder because cats. If you've ever seen the internet, you are perfectly well aware that if cats find toilet paper on an actual toilet paper holder, they'll just unroll the whole damn roll. Because that's the second funnest kitty game in the whole wide world. Now she's hiding back there somewhere. Yeah, that's a good kitty. Are you just sitting there? Okay, that's a good baby. Don't do anything crazy. Oh, yeah. So that's what I did today. Went to the store in the wind. And then when I got home, I was feeling especially lazy. And I thought, oh, I don't want to have to take my groceries in and then come back out to get the mail. So I just pulled up to my mailbox and rolled down the window and took the mail out. I thought I was being clever. Then I had to put the car in reverse and back up and reposition my car so I can drive into the driveway. I hope nobody was watching that. Oh, okay. No, get out of there. That is not kitty water for you. The cat is somehow managing to sit up on the edge of the toilet. What are you doing? Get your head out. Okay, that's it. I'm going to flush the toilet on your ass. You got it. That is not a kitty. Okay. Yeah, so... To convince my cat that she doesn't need to drink out of the toilet, I just flushed the toilet while she was sort of halfway trying to stand in there. What are you doing? Yeah, that's not for you. That is not a kitty water bowl. You have plenty of water downstairs. You got water in the kitty cup. You got water in the kitty bowl. You don't need any extra toilet water for kitties. Now she's back up there. She's got her front paws on the seat of the toilet, and she's looking into the bowl. Oh, it's so fascinating for a kitty. Yes, it is. You're like a 3-year-old human. What are you doing? No, get out of there. Now she's doing it again. Get your kitty ass out. I'm going to flush it again. Get out of there. Get your kitty. Okay. Somebody's clearly not learning what we're supposed to be learning, which is stay out of the toilet. I just had to flush it on her again because she was trying to climb in there. The kitties don't need to get in the toilet. What are you doing now? Okay, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Ugh. Ow, when I sat up to flush the toilet, oh man, I might have twinged my back again. Ow. So that's annoying. Who's being crazy kitty? You're being crazy. Somebody's being a very crazy cat today. Between the wind and all, we're having so much fun in the bathroom. Yeah, I gotta take a bath. Now she's just sort of sitting on the floor. She's looking around. She's looking at the back at the toilet, which is still filling up. Are you thinking about toilet stuff again, kitty? Oh, you're such a crazy cat. Yeah, so anyway. I got my mail today. And there was three things. One thing that was junk mail that was from the grocery store that I went to. But they didn't have anything interesting to say to me, so I threw that in the trash. Then I had an envelope that was addressed to me, but it was just, oh, how do I describe it? Useless paperwork. Just like, oh, by the way, this. I'm like, yeah, duh, I already know. So I threw that away. And then the other envelope was full of forms and another sheet that said, fill out these forms. Because you need to fill out these forms. And I would fill out these forms, except I had to fill out some other forms that were for the other thing that this thing is the opposite of. So I'm like, well, what forms do you want me to fill out? Why am I always got to fill out the forms? I don't know. That's my life. Filling out forms. The thing I hate the most. After making lists, I hate filling out forms. Ugh. They hurt my eyes and they give me stress and anxiety. And you know, I never have anything to say that fits on the tiny little line that they give me. Here, write your answer here. Well, my answer is a sentence, and you've given me 3 centimeters of line to write on. Idiots. And I just remembered, morons. What's the name of that movie? The Princess Bride. The Princess Bride is making its rounds on TV lately, and actually, as a matter of fact, I think it's on today, maybe even right now. But that's one of my favorite lines from the movie, is when the man in black catches up to, after defeating Inigo Montoya and Andre the Giant, the man in black catches up to Vizzini, who has, you know, Princess Buttercup, or I guess she's just Buttercup at that point. And they decide to have a contest of wits. And the man in black says, oh, so you're pretty smart, huh? And Vizzini says, have you ever heard of Plato? Socrates? And the man in black says, yes. And Vizzini says, morons. I'm a big fan of Socrates. I guess Plato was okay. But I'm even a bigger fan of Pythagoras. All those wacky ancient Greek guys. I can think of a few others that I really like too, but that's beside the point. We need to get some more hot water going here. Now I gotta figure out with my toes which way to turn the thing. There we go. Tobe figures it out. That's because I'm super smart. How smart am I?
Have you ever heard of Plato?
Socrates?
Morons. Oh, I guess he came back in. It's a fluffy person. Hi, Princess Fluffy Pants. Oh, look at your butt. It's so fluffy.
You're acting suspicious, Pippa. Are you thinking about getting back in the toilet?
Don't even think about it.
Toilets are not for kitties. You have your own potty. It's downstairs. It's got the wheat in it. Yeah, you don't see me going to drink out of your toilet, do I?
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, what?
Well, yes, you're a good baby.
You're a good kitty, all right.
Oh, what are you whining about?
She's doing her little kitty whining. Her meow, meow, meow. That's a good baby. But I do have some good news. Some good news to pass on to all my loyal listeners out there. I found my football. Don't do it. Don't do it. Now I gotta sit up and try to push the cat away or flush the toilet again. Get away from there. That's not for kitties. I know you're just fascinated by the toilet, but that is not for kitties. Don't do it. Yeah, I see you looking in there. I'm watching you. I'm right here. Yeah, it doesn't matter how much you wag your tail. Okay, see you later. Bye-bye. And the cat has left the bathroom once again. Anyway, yes, the good news is I found my football. After how many years has it been missing? 3 years now, maybe? At least a couple years. Here's the deal. I have this ball. It is a football, except it is not a regular size football. It is a football that is small. It's maybe, 3 centimeters in diameter, maybe 1.25 inches in American. And it is a foosball football, like the kind you would find in a foosball table, except instead of just being plain white and solid ball, it actually looks like a football. It actually looks like a Telstar type of football. And when I say a Telstar type of ball, this is the type of ball you think of when anybody says football, or when anybody ever says a soccer ball, you think of the white ball that has the black pentagons spots on it, right? That's called a Telstar ball because it, looks just like Telstar, the satellite. And if you don't know what Telstar looks like, look it up. Go ahead and Google Telstar. Go to Wikipedia or whatever, and you'll see a picture of the satellite. And you'll say, oh, okay. It does look like a soccer ball. So anyway, a few years ago, I was at one of my favorite stores. And this would be Alcar Billiards. And this is a place that sells pool tables and other equipment for your rec room, if you're one of those types of people, right? And you hear me talk about this place often because I go there because they have dice and they have other gaming equipment, all kinds of interesting and fun things. Plus they have darts and all kinds of stuff. I have purchased my pool cue from them. I purchased sets of darts from them. I've purchased stop cards, buttons, markers, dice, all kinds of stuff. I just love going there because it's fun as hell. Well, one time I was there and I noticed that they had foosball equipment and supplies and accessories. So if you have a foosball table and one of your guys breaks, you can just buy a new one here at this place, right? And all kinds of other stuff, including balls. And they have these balls that look like real soccer balls, only smaller. And I thought these little soccer balls were so cool that I had to buy one. I've actually bought more than one because I did run into somebody who actually had a foosball table, and so I had to buy them one of these one of these Telstar balls. But I also had to buy one for myself. Not because I have a foosball table, because I don't. but merely because I love football so much, and I really like these little balls. They're just so cool. I can't stand it. And they're relatively cheap. They cost like a buck and a quarter or something like that. And so I had to buy one for myself. Well, I had that for a while, and then one day it disappeared. Obviously, any ball that is that size, you know, think ping pong ball here, right? Any ball or anything that is that size is going to be of great interest to a cat. And of course, my cat was extremely interested in it. And so I made the mistake of letting my cat play with it. And then one day I couldn't find it. And I looked all over the house for it. And I looked and I looked and I looked. And you know, I've had stuff disappear before. Cat toys disappear all the time. They get pushed under stuff. You don't see them for a while. You think, oh, it's probably under the blank. And then you pick up the blank and there it is, right? So one day I noticed that my little football was gone. And I started looking for it. And I even had my girlfriend looking for it. And I looked for it for days. Every day I would spend, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes looking for this damn ball. And some days when I was really obsessed with it, I'd spend an hour or two looking for the damn thing. And I never could find it. And I know it couldn't go very far because, you know, it's not like the cat can carry it up the stairs. So I know it can only be in one section of the house. And I know all the regular places where things go when they hide, like under the washing machine or under the dryer. Well, the ball is too big. The gap between the floor and the bottom of the dryer and the washing machine isn't big enough for the ball to roll under there. So it's not under there. And obviously the first place you're going to look is under the couch. I looked under the couch. It's not there. And when I say couch, I do, of course, mean my futon that's sort of folded up on the floor. Because I don't have any traditional furniture. I barely have any furniture at all because I hate it. And so I spent many a day, many an hour, looking for the lost football, including looking under the couch a number of times. I even had the couch all pulled up, the futon. When I say couch, of course, read that as being futon. I had that pulled up, my girlfriend and we were looking for it. We never found anything and blah, blah, blah. So a couple days ago, I sort of gave up looking for it. I thought, well, maybe someday I'll buy another one. So about 2 or 3 days ago, I decided, you know, I use this futon as a pillow when I sleep, too. I sleep on my floor and I lean my head back on the thing. And that was not comfortable. So I decided to sort of clear off the futon and rearrange it and get it back to normal. And while I was doing this, while I was rearranging it, I found the damn ball under there, even though I'd looked under there at least 5 or 6 times. But it was in sort of a strange spot over to the side. And there was another cat ball under there as well. But, oh, I was so happy, so happy. I just jumped for joy, and this ball is back in my life. I'm so happy about it. And I'm not going to let my cat play with it ever again because I don't want it to go under the couch and get lost again for another few years. And that's the good news right here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs from the bathtub on some days, but always at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm going to hang out in the bath for a while, but I got to go. So bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ラジオショー、レディー